A law affecting rents paid by more than 2 million tenants in and around New York City expired overnight after lawmakers in Albany failed to reach a deal on extending the law. The impact of the lapse is expected to be minor, and both the mayor and governor say they will not tolerate landlords who try to take advantage of the law's expiration. For more on the situation, we're joined now by WNYC's Karen Rouse and WNYC's Janet Babin. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So first, Janet, remind us what this all means for people in rent-regulated apartments.
Well, it shouldn't mean very much, Sirius. If you're in a rent-regulated apartment and you have a lease and you have signed your lease, you're fine. And few leases are up usually in the middle of the month. So technically, you should be okay. You should be able to continue in your current lease with no problem.
And Karen, what is the legislature doing today, and what's the likelihood of a compromise might be reached?
Well, you know, today they have to really just return and continue to work on it. And it's hard to say if there'll be a compromise. I mean, because there are such differences. And you saw that yesterday when they both presented different bills. The Assembly voted last night to extend for 2 days, to go until tomorrow to work on this, to work out a rent agreement. But in the Senate, you saw a different bill, and it seems like they just can't come to terms. So they have to continue to work on it today. The legislature officially ends the session on Wednesday, but Governor Cuomo said last night that he'll keep them there longer if they don't come to a deal.
And why, Karen, couldn't lawmakers reach a deal in the first place?
Well, it just seems like they just have different ideas of what they want. You know, in the Senate, the Republicans control the Senate, and they wanted to present a bill that would extend the rent regulations for 8 years. And they had certain reforms in there, such as, you know, penalties against landlords if they harass tenants. But they also did not deal with some of the issues that the tenants wanted. And one specific one is vacancy decontrol that allows a unit to go out of the regulated market. And that's something that the Assembly, which is controlled by the Democrats, do want.
Janet, this isn't the first time this law has lapsed. What happened the last time?
No, Satiris, it's remarkable how similar things were in 2011, the last time that the law was allowed to lapse. Legislators back then did try for a last-ditch short-term extension of the laws, but it failed again because of the Republican-controlled Senate in 2011. So a few days later, a four-year extension was passed, and here we are right now dealing with that four-year extension. Also back then, Satiris, important to note that not really much happened as far as tenants in rent-regulated apartments. Technically, there is this window of opportunity for landlords to try to get out bad acting tenants or any tenant that does have a lapse in their lease, or say an apartment is vacant. It could technically, landlords could try to take that apartment out of the rent-regulated system. Though back in 2011 when this happened, it didn't seem that much of that took place.
Karen, in the end, what kind of deal can people expect to be hammered out?
Well, that is really uncertain right now, but I can tell you that it's pretty clear that yesterday there were still people there who were fighting for an education tax credit. That's something that the Republicans in the Senate do want, and that's something that would give a tax credit to people who donate to corporations that donate to private and parochial schools. And you saw religious leaders that were there really working on that, and so there's it appears that behind the scenes they're working to sort of link that with rent control, that if you give the Assembly what they want, they have more constituents in New York City, so they care a lot. The Democratic-controlled Assembly cares a lot about rent control, that if you give them that, then maybe there's a deal for the Republicans to get their education tax credit bill. So that, I think that's still in the mix on the table, but I don't know how that's going to shake out. We'll see what happens.
A lot of politicking going on. And Janet, just to wrap up, if I'm a tenant in a rent-regulated apartment and I'm worried about what might happen, where can I get information?
Well, you can call 311. The mayor said there's been an increase in people calling 311 about their rent-regulated apartments, and that will help you to get information. Also, the public advocate, Satirius, has set up a rent hotline, 212-669-7250.
And I guess people can also call 311.
Yes, exactly. 311 will have information for all tenants. The mayor told residents that starting yesterday.
WNYC's Janet Babin here in New York and WNYC's Karen Rouse in Albany. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.